Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, that's right. Welcome in. It is a Football Friday, and we, The Drive, is on the road, and we are in Sugarland. As the big voice guy said, we are at Talyard. This is our fourth time being here this year for Football Friday, and I see Clint's got a cold one in his hand. I see my man right there. He's got those two are sharing a cold one. They look good now. They look good. Drinks over there. They've got cocktails as well here. And you will greatly enjoy your time here. If you got little ones with you, this is the perfect spot to go to where you can enjoy some adult time and adult beverages while your kids go take off and play over the little park, the little turf area they got.
You want to do a little party.
Yeah, Dusty was out here earlier. Dusty Baker was out here playing pickleball earlier.
What kind of shirt was he wearing?
Button up all the way to the top.
Black gloves.
Yep. Yeah, you know he had his black gloves. Those pick gloves, shorts, a little 5-inch.
5-inch inseam.
Yep, 5-inch inseam.
Well,
that's what Dusty had on, sunglasses. He was rolling through. Had a good time on. Had a hat that had the emblem of all the teams he managed on it. So it was a...
And you're really painting a picture. I feel like I'm there right now.
Yeah. K-Swisses. But you play some pickleball behind us as well. It looks like the barbecue pit is getting going. I see that.
On the pit.
I see that getting going. Yeah, that's where he got the gloves. He did not have any. He wasn't going to play at first, but then he asked the guy over there if he had any pit gloves, and he said, I sure do. Got the ones from Oklahoma Joe's, and you know where he got them? Got him at Academy Sports and Outdoors is where he got them bad boys at over there in that grilling section. It's a good time to be had out here, and you most definitely need to make your way on out here. By the way, prizes, you can take home a cup of, it looks like, In the Loop or The Drive. We've got glasses from In the Loop or The Drive that you could take. Seth Payne has an autographed football out here. Also, you got a chance to win gift cards from Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can get you some of them gloves like Dusty forgot earlier today. And Tom Ball Ford has a free oil change as well as the big one, courtesy of our good friends at Houston Ford Dealers, a chance to win a pair of tickets for a future Texans game. All right, as someone texted in all caps, you guys have got to talk about the plays that are being called in the red zone and the ones that aren't being called. Please, it's ridiculous. Answer it, Clint. Yeah. I think we've hit that.
Yeah, that's been cussed and discussed this week at length, no doubt.
Yeah, I think we've hit that. One thing that I would like to get into here is, as we talked about Davis Mills, right? This is This is big for him. I know it, man. This is big
what
for
was
him.
That?
I don't know, but he's passionate. He wants to put the rookie in. He wants to put Graham Mertz
come
in.
Come on.
That's a hell. Hey, you never know. Graham might see some action, but I think Davis deserves this spot. Damn it! If they were to do that again, shout out to Landry who went ahead and made Davis relive that. If they were going and say, you know what, Davis, I think we're gonna go for the guy behind you one more time like we did earlier in your career for Graham Mertz. Oh no, nah, man, nah, nah.
Case Keenum was all right, but not Graham Mertz.
I got to quit.
Yeah,
is what I got to do. But no, he deserves the job and will get the job. And when you look at this, Clint, we talked about it a bit yesterday. It should be a difference, as you talked about with your experiences of him having the full week and getting the full week of reps and being treated as a starter and working with Nico and the offensive line and working with Woody Marks and them more. But he's also going against the 17th rated total defense, 27th against the pass, and they're also 17th scoring defense. And this is a group. Guys, did you watch that Raiders offense last night?
Made me want to vomit, man.
That sorry-ass team? Well, that sorry-ass team last week put 30 points up basically on the Jags last week. And their tight end lit them up. Last night, the tight end could only shake loose for one catch. He lit him up, and that Raiders team put up 29 points, and they passed on an extra point to go for two to win the game. They missed out on that. So that kind of shows you the level of defense, a lot different than the Denver defense they're facing. But for you, Clint, with all of that, what should be the realistic expectations for Davis Mills in this game on Sunday in a must-win game for the Texans?
Look, to go out there and execute the offense the way that we've been expecting the quarterback to do all year long. Like, here's the deal is I said this yesterday. Davis Mills is an experienced veteran that's been to hell and back from a football perspective. I mean, this ought to be a situation for him where he is as comfortable as maybe he's ever been in a game. In terms of knowing the offense, what they're asking you to do, really, it's within your abilities. So I expect him to go out there and execute at a high level. I expect him to go out there and not turn the football over. The one thing that I think is in this system with this supporting cast, the one thing that we're probably going to see a bit of a drop-off is the shots that they take with CJ, the just deadly accurate passing at that mid-range to deep mid-range game that we've seen. Davis is just nowhere near on the same planet as CJ when it comes to that. But everything else, what this offense asks the quarterback to do is very minimal. It doesn't take a uber-talented guy to go out there and execute this offense the way they want him to execute it. And so I don't expect there to be a quarterback problem on Sunday.
That's a big thing. Like, at the baseline, right, Clint? You can't be why they lose.
Correct.
At the baseline.
Correct.
And now they could struggle protecting for you. There could be some struggles to where maybe you don't. But you cannot be the reason that they lose the game. You can't be at the baseline. And then to me, otherwise, and I think we're kind of getting to the same spot. Look, there are going to be plays to be made, and they're going to be, and it should be from Nick Caley and the offense to set you up for plays that are makeable plays for you. I mean, how often can you keep them ahead of schedule when you have the ball in your hand? Like, how often can you get 4 to 6 yards on first down or second down?
Well, look, I think managing those situations and managing, you know, the risk is, again, Davis Mills has more experience than anybody in that building in terms of that. I mean, he's been in third and long more than anybody in his career. I mean, he's been in a chaotic pocket more than anybody in his career. And so, you know, those are all things that I expect him to handle well. Because, look, if he doesn't handle that kind of stuff well, hell, you might as well go with a rookie. Like, I mean, at the very least, you should see a guy that'll handle the moment. Again, it shouldn't be a moment that's overwhelming, but he should handle the moment. He should handle the adjustments. If it's rough early and he is getting hit a lot, he's sharp enough, and we've seen him do it. Hey, man, you got to get the ball out quick. I mean, you can't hold the football. And he may miss some stuff down the field, but you got to get the ball out. You got to avoid the sacks and make sure that you're getting the ball out to your playmakers. Now, a big part of that falls on Nick Caley as well. But, I just think for me, there's obviously a drop-off from one guy to the next. There's a reason why he's a backup. He's a good enough backup to where that shouldn't be the reason you lose a game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, he and Nick Caley have to also play to where his team is right now. You're missing your two best offensive linemen in this game. And as you said, man, this thing should be him getting the ball out quick until Jacksonville just takes that away from you, right? And until they take that away from you, it's got to be let's get it out quick, right? Like, yeah, man, you know, third and eight, man, maybe it's like, oh, I'm only throwing it 5 yards, but maybe he breaks a tackle. But I just think you have to do things so you don't cause you to lose the game.
And, again, you're talking about things that are right there in Davis Mills' wheelhouse. And
yes.
That's why I feel good about it. That's why I mean, because you're talking about a guy that will drop back there and on third and eight throw the ball 4 yards and just keep you out of a negative spot. Yep, that's him. And I feel good about it. Like, with our defense
– yes.
I feel good about it. So that is exactly what I expect him to do. Don't sit back there and hold it, trying to drive the ball to midfield on third and nine. Just get it out of your hand, and let's see if we can't break a tackle. If we can't, we'll punt and move on. So I think we'll win some of those battles.
Yeah, I think as you said, I think the Texans defense will put him in a place where it is all right, don't put us in a position where we lose.
Yeah.
Don't put us in a position where we lose. Now, like you said, man, he's got more experience than anybody, and if there is a play there to be made, if there is a chance like the kind of the fade route he hit Nico with in the game against the Broncos, the slant or that inside route that he hit that led him to the one, like you got to make those plays.
Yeah.
You got to make those plays, but you ain't got to hunt them. But you got to make those plays, like you said, man. I thought it's a great way to put it. What they need from him in this game, what it feels like what they'll need from him in this game, is right in his wheelhouse. Just first, second read, bam, bam, yep. Bam. And then don't hold it till you get stripped, and don't put it in harm's way.
On either side of the football, this should not be an overwhelming opponent. It just flat out shouldn't be. In any way, shape, or form, this should not be an overwhelming opponent, whether we're talking their defense versus our offense or our offense. Our defense versus their offense. It should not be. If anybody's overwhelmed, it should be Jacksonville's offense, because the only elite unit in this game is our defense. And
yes.
So I just don't, you know, I like our odds in this one.
Yep, text line coming in. The drop-off in play of Davis Mills was the reason they lost last week to Denver, second to the red zone play calling. And I know for you, you don't necessarily agree that the drop-off in the play is the reason.
Well, I mean, look, there's – and I don't want to get into this back and forth about CJ versus Davis Mills, because I don't in any way, shape, or form think Davis is in the category. But, I mean, it CJ played one quarter and had a guy wide open in the end zone on a shot play and didn't even throw it. At least Davis threw him, right? I just don't know – outside of just the general conversation about, man, you know, CJ's a better player, obviously. Better arm, better, everything's better about him. I get it. Outside of that, if we're just evaluating play and we're going to get critical about Davis Mills missing Christian Kirk over the middle, then we got to get super critical of the ball never leaving CJ Stroud's hand when Woody Marks is wide open for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I just don't know how you do one without the other. I'm cool with being critical, but we're going to be critical about all of them. We're not just going to pile on a backup quarterback because he missed a throw. And he actually missed two or three throws because he played three quarters instead of one. Like, it's hard for me to go there, right? Do I think that we'd had a better chance to win that game last year? Obviously, if C.J. Stroud would – hell yeah. Yeah, I believe C.J. makes some of those throws. I believe down the stretch we moved the ball a little bit better with C.J. Stroud, so we got a much better
chance.
But
that wasn't a complete reason.
But that – no, it wasn't – I mean, it's not the reason. It's not – I mean – you don't watch that game, and you don't watch the tape of that game where you can see everything going on and go, boy, there was just a serious drop off in quarterback play. I mean, it's been a rough year for quarterbacks in Texas,
yeah,
in Houston anyway.
Speaking of watching that game, I'm sitting there, Tyler and Clint, watching that game last night and thinking Texans fans must look at the Denver Broncos and just become extremely frustrated, because it feels like at worst you should be playing in that level. Like, your team seems a lot to be set up at worst like theirs is, and you actually have some better parts, you would think. Like, their defense is really, really good. We saw them carry them to a win yesterday. Well, I mean, the Texans' defense, by metrics and everything, have been better than the Broncos' defense, except for sacks this year, right? And their quarterback play doesn't have to make a lot of plays, but he does sometimes. And you look at it, hell, even with some of the setbacks we've talked about CJ's had over the last couple of years, he is much better than Bo Nix right now. I mean, your skill positions, like, I'll take Nico Collins over Cortland Sutton every time. I know he's a good player, and some of their guys, and Dalton Schultz, but they're 8-2 somehow, and you are 3-5. I think the two big differences is their offensive coach, and then their offensive line. But it's that big of a deal. But you look at that team, you're like, they're 8-2, and they seem to find ways to win these games. And it looks like our team, it should be set up very similar to what Denver's doing.
Just to speak to the overall point, and having been in, a locker room with Sean Payton, like, there is a throughout a game where I've said multiple times this year, it seems like the Texans are overwhelmed a good chunk of the game offensively, right? There is one of the things that I would say Sean Payton does as well as anybody out there is never gets rattled, right? I mean, that's why they're so good in the fourth quarter. I mean, there's always a method to the madness early in the game, and in the fourth quarter, there's ice water in the veins, and they go play. Now, last night obviously wasn't a good indicator of that.
But they're fine. They find just enough to pull.
They're very comfortable in that fourth quarter in a tight ball game. Now, a lot of that has to do with how good his defense is, but he's very comfortable in those moments that he's going to scheme some stuff up, and they're going to be able to make enough plays to kick a field goal, or make enough plays to put a knee in it and milk the clock, or they're going to make enough plays to score a touchdown to win it late. They are very, very – where I'm going with this is that is where there's a 180 from Houston to Denver is – they are one of a handful of teams in the league that are very, very comfortable. Obviously, the greats are, right? We saw it with Matthew Stafford in our game. You know, they are just very, very comfortable in what they're doing, how they're going to do it, the fact that they're going to succeed, and it looks like we are pulling plays out of a hat and overwhelmed and rushing and kind of out of sorts. That's the difference between the two teams you're talking about.
Text line running through run. Ron, there's one difference between the Broncos and the Texans. Sean Payton is an actual head coach, and DeMeco is not a head coach. I don't think that's fair. I think DeMeco is a head coach and a leader of men. I think what he has done here his first couple years proves that. I think Sean Payton is not just a head coach. He's an offensive coach, and he can control his offense, and he is one of the better offensive minds. And he is able to work around the major deficiencies that Bo Nix is showing on a weekly basis. I do agree with that, but I think they are both, like, when Bobby Slowick had kind of things rolling, DeMeco looked like a better head coach.
Yeah, better players, better coaching staff. You like, can make the head guy look
like,
a little better.
He looked like, yeah, so I don't think that's fair. I think DeMeco is a good head coach. You come in here and do what they did the first couple of years. But from an offensive staff, they don't have that, right? They don't have the ability to do what he was able to do. All right, I hate that we have to discuss this, because your team's in a bad place when you have to go into this route to discuss things like this. But I think we have to, because the way that the Texans play, this is a much more important part of this game than it should be. We'll discuss that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as I see here on YouTube and Twitch, and we love everybody who is a part of things here in the spot here at Talyards in Sugarland, or those commenting on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line. I see my guy here on YouTube and Twitch, Space Age 713, who Space Age pimping? Who listens a lot?
You got the artist?
You think maybe that's where he's going with?
Absolutely.
You think so? Probably. He listens a lot, and he goes. He said, I have more faith in Mertz than Mills. And I like when people just say stuff like that, and I'd like to just, confront. Because there's no way that's possible.
He threw four interceptions in the fourth quarter for preseason.
It's not possible, right? I mean, it's just not.
What are we doing?
And I said, how and why? And his response is, because we've seen Mills' ceiling, Ron. When you stick my name in there, that really means he wanted, like,
is that my boy Ron?
Like Ron, emphatic. Why do we want to do this over and over again? And I'm not gonna put words in your mouth, but I would think you agree. And I said to him, like, look, man, like whatever it is you're talking about, maybe some of you have quit and given up on the season. There is no chance and no way in hell that D'Amico and the Texans should give up on the season at 3-5 right now. Okay, there's no way. And you're giving up on the season if you're going to throw Graham Mertz in the game right now. Like, let's just be honest. Lord knows nobody has been more outspoken about Davis Mills than me. When many of y'all tried to tell me that, hey, just give him a shot. No, he's not. He's not a starter, and he's not going to be your starting quarterback. But he deserves to get a chance at being the backup and coming in when CJ's out. And he damn sure deserves to be the person over Graham Mertz. No disrespect to Graham and his family, but he deserves this over Graham Mertz. Let's stop this. They should be trying to put their best foot forward to win the game. This ain't about no ceiling. Right now, this is about we got to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to stay alive. Not about no ceiling for the future. What do you need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling for? Is he going to? Is he going to take over for CJ? What the hell you need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling for? No, Graham Mertz comes in the game when Graham Mertz gives you the best chance to win. And that is not the case with Davis Mills. Now, I'm not telling you Davis Mills is going to be great or nothing, but damn it, he's earned the chance to go over Mertz. Didn't he throw four interceptions against the Vikings in preseason?
Something like
some
that.
Some of them weren't all his fault, but damn, guys, come on now.
Yeah, I did that and never saw the field again.
Well, I know. Yeah. This ain't no disrespect to either to Graham Mertz, but that I mean that's just like you cannot possibly say, you know what? I think Graham Mertz gives us the best chance to win. Yeah, I think you are a hater, or you're delusional, or you're part of the Mertz family.
Hold like, on,
I think you fall in one of those camps if that is the case. And again, the ceiling conversation, there is no need to see Graham Mertz's ceiling. Don't need to see it. There was a time to see Davis's ceiling. Yes, we saw it. C.J. Stroud's your starting quarterback. And if it doesn't work out there, it's not turning over to Graham Mertz. I promise you that. Played 4 years. Seemed like he played for four different universities. Get out of here, man. Sorry. All right. As we continue here, I feel bad for Texans fans that this has to be a story that we discuss. But it is it looms large in this game because of how the Texans have played and because of their situation with injuries. One of the biggest things in this game that we got to watch for, Clint and Tyler, is this damn injury to the kicker. And that is because – and I hate – I don't think you understand how much I hate having to have conversations in depth about the damn kicker. But I think it has to happen here because the Texans seem to struggle scoring, and they seem to struggle scoring field or scoring touchdowns. And to even make that a game last week, their kicker had to make five field goals.
Ka'imi noe aloa meka ikeoke kumupa'a.
That fella. And now he's hurt. And now you're bringing in Matthew Wright, who – Like Tyler, I'd bet you in the last two or three years he's kicked for nine teams. I think he's kicked for multiple teams this year. I know over the past couple of years he's had a couple of stints with the Chiefs. For a moment, he has kicked for everybody. He seems to be the resident. Oh, my kicker just got hurt. Can you come in for us? And the way that the Texans score and struggle to score touchdowns, they need their kicker to make all the kicks that they could get so they could get all the points that they could get in these games. And now their kicker is hurt, and they got to depend on Matthew Wright, who do you think – are you confident in Matthew Wright that if he gets five kicks that he's going to make five of them, four of them? And the Texans may need all of them. Are you – like that is something that has to be so frustrating – to Texans fans that their defense is this. I mean, their offense is this bad that, hey, man, our kicker, man, we got to have a top-shelf kicker because he's got to make all the kicks because our offense can't put the ball in the end zone.
Well, look, it's clear. Either way it goes, it's clear that the Texans are going to miss, obviously, their quarterback first and the guy that kicked five field goals last week. He's a big part of what they do, especially when they're as good defensively as they are. I mean, any team that's this good defensively is going to miss their kicker. Now, I said this yesterday. I think going into this game, sure, you give the kid a chance. I mean, and I know he's a journeyman and he's been with a lot of teams and all this kind of stuff. You give him a chance when it's blatantly obvious. But if we're in third or fourth, and I'm sorry, fourth, obviously third down. If you're in fourth and short at any point in time, I would even argue in some iffy situations. I would leave my offense out there and go. I'd have told Nick Cayley on Monday night. I'd have said, "Hey, here's the deal." Monday morning, I'm sorry. Hey, man, I need your best 10 2-point plays. I need your best 10 third and short, fourth and short, goal line, not jumbo package, goal line. I need all 10 of them on my desk by noon on Monday, and we're going to talk through these suckers. That's where I'd be, and I'd make sure that Nico caught 12 has got to be in the game, and every one of them. I mean, it's simple stuff. It pisses me off that we can say this with a straight face, but like the simple stuff, like 12's got to be in the game, 27's got to be in the game, 14 needs to be in the game. I mean, those guys need to be in the game, and I think you can overcome this kicker situation.
Ball on the 25.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh, my God. What do we have? I have no idea. What is the breaking news here, Tyler?
Wanted to get y'all the absolute latest on this injury report. I know we've been talking a lot about it and been looking for it. Well, it just dropped a few minutes ago. Jalen Petrie for your Houston Texans, officially ruled out. Tytus Howard, officially ruled out. Ed Ingram will be out against the Jaguars, along with Christian Harris, Jakob Johnson, and Kaimi Fairbairn, and of course CJ Stroud, as y'all were just discussing. That is the absolute latest on the Friday injury report in Houston.
Yeah.
So it is official. Five starters.
You're out five starters. They made it official. And those five starters are CJ Stroud, Ed Ingram, Tytus Howard,
Jalen Petrie,
Kaimi Fairbairn.
Yep.
Along with a couple other.
I've seen it. Harrison Bryant, hopefully he is able to go. On there, Christian Harris, who has become a depth guy.
Christian was on that list.
He's out. Yeah, he's become a depth guy.
Did he say Harrison Bryant, too?
He didn't say Harrison Bryant, but he's one to look at.
All joking aside, that's one to watch. Not necessarily for Harrison Bryant, but what
– He is questionable.
He's questionable.
That's one to watch, T. I mean, just because when you look at it, just from a personnel perspective, Dalton Schultz, he does things that Dalton Schultz would rather not do. And we would rather not take Dalton Schultz from his snap-in, snap-out responsibility. So if Harrison Bryant can't go, and you've already got your sixth offensive lineman that's been playing that jumbo tight end, if he's got to play right tackle, then all of a sudden you're not only down that sixth offensive line package, you're also in a world of hurt with your any two tight end package that you have. 12 personnel is a big part of what hell every team wants to do in pro football right now. So you're 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. I mean, how do you you're not only nixing your sixth offensive lineman, your Fisher package, you're also nixing your 12 personnel package. You're also in a heap of trouble with your goal line short yardage stuff, and anytime more than one tight end's needed. So, you know, that Harrison Bryant thing is something to watch in a big way, because it's going to impact so many different personnel groupings, and it's going to impact the game plan and how you can what all you can carry into this game. They just don't have the dudes. I mean, if you want to rely on that seventh round pick from the draft this year, if you think he's ready, if you liked him that much, I wouldn't think it'd take five tight ends getting injured to get to him.
I think he sat out of practice too earlier this week. Luke Lachey,
yeah,
or Lachey, whatever you want to call it. All right, so that is the official.
I'd go with Lachey. Just
Lachey, yeah,
that's what I'd do. Sounds a lot better.
I'll go Lachey. Official. Not only Brian Thomas Jr. out for the Jags, that's official, and now the official injury report is Tyler just let us know. Five starters, it's now official for the Texans will be out. Coming up, let's do our Saturday slate. I know it is a football Friday as we are live here in Sugar Land at Talyards. There's some big games this weekend, and I know Tyler is really, really engaged in one big one. I think we know what his game of the week is, but there's some big games that'll have some real implications when it comes to the college football playoff. We'll dive in. You tell us ours, or tell us yours, your Saturday games of the week. We'll do that coming up next.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you ain't in my jersey,
it's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome back as we are here live here in Sugarland at Talyard's. And by the way, if you have not put your name in any of our raffle box to win prizes, We will start hooking folks up. We will unveil our first winners coming up after this break. We will start hooking folks up after this break. So if you've not put your ticket in our raffle box, you may want to do so before we start getting winners. I see the building has brought in Reggie from In the Loop. You can get his glass right there. If you've not gotten that, you can get his glass. That one you ain't got to even put a ticket in. You could just get that. And Reggie and John Lopez and Figgy from In the Loop can get their glass. By the way, on low key, you can get The Drive as well. That one's over there, man. Too.
If you got a smooth mouthpiece, you can probably get both Moshe over here.
Don't take much
to talk him into something.
Yeah, and it looks like Larry from Stafford's ass has been drug in here. He's about to give everybody hell, it looks like, over here at that table he's at. He already walked up on me as I'm walking in. I'm just trying to go to the bathroom. He walked up on me ready to go already. But you know that's Larry, intense and ready. He's on the edge. I get it. 3-5, must-win game. Got to have this one. By the way, I was going to say this. Fourth and what? Fourth and five from the 25.
Oh,
you
hell.
Kicking it or you going?
I'm kicking it.
All right, you kicking it. All right, I just wanted to know how much confidence
I'm
you
kicking.
Had.
I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to give him a chance.
So that one's close enough.
I'm going to give him a chance for me to bank on him down a stretch. I mean, you got depending on. I mean, if it's one of them that the refs got to look up the foul pole up the goal post to determine whether to win, I may give him another one. But if it's one of those, some of them we've seen that it might break a fan's nose. Yeah, we might just tell his ass sit on the sideline and we're going to go for it the rest of the way.
Hey, unless I absolutely have to, I'm giving him all kicks inside of 50 yards. Outside of it, unless it's, you know, fourth and 15.
Oh, you're giving him anything inside 50 no matter what.
I'm just saying, I will go there.
Sure.
I'll give him 45, 43, you know, any inside
I don't know
of
anything
that.
About the guy, so I don't know about the power in his legs. So I don't necessarily
it's
need
just,
to put
it's just, you know, it's just accuracy like that. Like when you can't stay on and you kick for as many teams as he kick, like it's just some accuracy, all right? Like he's nowhere near as consistent as Fairbairn, which is not a shocker. But hey, man, fourth and seven, fourth and five, I mean,
let's not get carried away.
We're at 51 yards. I think I might have to go for it.
I mean, I was referring
or punt it.
I was referring
or punt
to
it. Probably punt it.
I was referring to them, you know, 2-3. You done got into 5-7. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You got to think about it. The kicking situation is different. You can't just bank on them. Can't just bank on them. All right, let's get that music going, Tyler. Big weekend in college football as the first college football playoff poll was unveiled earlier this week. And there are some interesting games. Let's see where folks are going. Some games, a big one there in the Big 12, a top eight matchup as BYU will travel to Lubbock to face Texas Tech, the biggest game so far in the Big 12. Another game that looked like it was going to be a big game before the season started, but number two, Indiana, they are the number two team in the country, by the way. The most losingest program in a Power Five, the Indiana Hoosiers are number two in history. Number two, and they are going to play Penn State, who has just completely fallen apart. That was supposed to be a big game. We'll see how Indiana does there. Oregon, the biggest win for Indiana. Number nine, Oregon is going to go on the road to Iowa City. They'll face Iowa. Number 20, Iowa. They just seem they seem to live in 20 to 25 every year in their rankings. Iowa under Kirk Ferentz. And then the big
That'll
one
keep you around for 20.
It will. The big one there in Columbia is Tyler's Texas A&M Aggies. They will go and face number 22 Missouri, LSU at Alabama. Another one we thought was bigger. A couple of others that are some big games this weekend that can have a big play, a big role in the college football playoff. Clint, where are you going since we know where Tyler is? Where are you going in this game as a game you're watching?
This is an easy one for me, man. It's BYU, Texas Tech. Like I said before, I'm not as deep into college football as I once was. I'm obviously a fan, but I'm not as deep into watching every team and analyzing every team. But everybody that I respect in that world is really high on Texas Tech. And I can't help but get on that train. A school that is one in this state that I can relate to in terms of kind of being one of the middle of the pack schools that nobody really respects kind of deal. And all of a sudden you got a shot with NIL and transfer portal and you hire a coach from Texas, a high school coach from Texas, and he's up there doing big things. I'm rooting for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They got BYU at their place. This is going to be a monster game if they can win this sucker right here. I mean, you got to start. And look, they're already up there in the top 10, so you're already taking them serious about the college football playoffs. But if they win this game right here, man, you got to take them real serious about being one of the better teams in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And the winner of this game is in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
In the Big 12 to potentially get that spot. Obviously, they would have to win the Big 12 title game, but you're in the driver's seat there. Yeah, that is a big game. Listen, this feels like one of those weekends, Clint, where there is going to be an upset, like a potential. It's set up for that where you've got some top teams going on the road to some unranked teams or some ranked teams in the 20s. And I'm just going to keep an eye on this Georgia-Mississippi State game. I'll keep an eye on that game. Mississippi State is a lot better team, and they have had some top teams on the ropes in Starkville. They had Texas on the ropes in Starkville. They have played some pretty good ball at home. Who else did they? Who did they have earlier? They had somebody. Oh, Tennessee. They had Tennessee on the ropes, and felt like they should have beat Tennessee on the or at home earlier this year. It's a weird game. They are a much better team than they have been, and I like what that coach is out there doing. That is one to watch. I'm not going to sit here and say I got the balls to pick Mississippi State to beat Georgia, but Georgia just hasn't seemed like the same Georgia. I'm sorry. I've watched that Florida team. I know it's a rivalry, and I know the game's in Jacksonville, and it's the cocktail, whatever. Like that was a little too close for comfort. Like there was a point in the fourth quarter I thought Florida might pull this off. And they fired their coach, and they're all this, and they're in the game with Georgia, and they've just had some tough games, and they've had teams score on them in a way we haven't seen teams score on Kirby since he's been at Georgia. That is one for me to watch. All right, Tyler, the big one. I know for you – yeah, there it is.
Missouri. They go to Missouri, boys.
And this is one that falls into that space, Tyler. Your Aggies on the road against my wife's Missouri Tigers. This is another kind of one of those games that are in the way for A&M, who I think probably has the best resume in the country. This would add to it. If they could win this game, three road wins against ranked opponents, it would be Missouri, LSU, and Notre Dame. Big, big game. How you feeling?
I'm actually feeling pretty damn tremendous, man.
You should.
Missouri is in the way for my Aggies right now, coming up tomorrow. Up in Missouri, as Clint laid out there. They're in the way, but they'll be out of the way very quickly.
What is the line in that game? I would guess, is it double figures?
I'm not sure, honestly. Cheryl?
I would think it's double figures.
It might be. I'll check on that and get back to you on that. But no, I'm feeling good about it.
Because Missouri is, not quite. A&M minus 6.5.
Oh, wow.
Missouri's without their quarterback. Their starter is out for the season. He got hurt in that Vanderbilt game, and this will be this kid's first start coming in, and he's
hope
going.
Hope he's
up.
Ready for a heavy dose of Cassius Howell.
This is big for the Aggies, which, by the way, I think they'll go handle business. I think relatively easy, if I'm being honest. So.
41-10 last season, by the way. These are different squads, but 41-10 last year.
Yeah, look, I think A&M handles business in a big, big way. But you're at a point. You get by Missouri, A&M has set themselves up for getting 9-0. You set yourself up to be undefeated going to Austin. That is going to be and if Texas can keep improving, that is going to be a monster game, bro.
And that would lock them into
what
the SEC title game, right? If they go into Austin, they're the only undefeated team right now, right? That would
lock them in. If they make it all the way to the last game of the year undefeated, yes, they will go. That would put them automatic. They'd be automatically playing for nothing. But you'd be playing for something. So that's going to be
the
big.
The vibes are high, man. The vibes are high. Elko has got these boys playing. Marcel Reed is climbing the charts on Heisman Watch. The defense is coming around, stopping the run a little better here lately. Cassius Howell, man. I know I already mentioned him, but
That's the only chance. Missouri, their running back is one of the toughest guys to bring down, and he's a good back. And when they have played well, he has played really, really well, breaks tackles a lot. That's really it. You can't feel great about your quarterback coming in and getting his first start against A&M. So a big weekend in college football. No, I don't need you to do a yell. This is the yell game.
Beat the hell out of Missouri! Hey,
what? I don't know if this is a Yale worthy game, but you let it out right now.
Oh, every Aggie game's a Yale worthy game.
No, I know you've done this a lot, but I'd take a little bit of the bass out of that. I don't know. I think you left your range there.
Well, my voice is kind of cutting out on me today, so I went lower than I normally would, trying to make sure it didn't cut out. It wasn't my best, but I wanted to see if I could teach some people a Yale here.
Oh, okay, I should have analyzed in a break, right?
What you got coming up in the fourth? Yesterday you called him.
You talk about it. Oh, he's coming. Scum of the earth. I'm telling you, man. Saturday's a big day in college football. Today is a huge day in Texas in the high school ranks. I'll tell you why next, as well as the one thing that I saw Davis Mills do last Sunday, that gives me hope this week that we can go get a dub with Davis Mills behind center. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.